What's up, folks? I'm back. This is Miriam, and you are listening to Just an Observation. So for this week, I've been questioning quite a bit as it relates to the music industry. And if you have not noticed, there are quite a few female rappers that are coming into the game. They have a little bit more shine on them right now. And there's just a lot more movement in the female, in the female arena, or you just see a lot more females, period, whether it be in rap music or whether it be in influential, in an influential nature. And I'm talking like Instagram, Facebook, things of that nature. I'm a female. There is absolutely nothing wrong with what I see, and I'm loving the representation, but I have to ask one question, like, for real. Is all we talk about sex, money, and relationships? Now, maybe I should rephrase that again. It seems like all we talk about are money, sex, and relationships. So here's the story. If you do not know, I am a high school teacher and I teach music at that. So there are many days in class that we actually have to talk about the newer artist, and we have to analyze why they're doing certain things. And, it just kind of always comes up into conversation, you know, what's the difference between an older artist and a newer artist, you know? And so I have to ask, you know, what is the big talk or the big draw to just those three topics? And I say that specifically because there was an interview with Kevin Gates and Young Miami, I believe her name is. And it seemed like the part of the interview that they pulled out the most was the sexual part. And I just had to sit back and think, like, God, is that all we ever think about? Is that all we ever talk about? Yes, we're humans. Yes, we're sexual beings. And I get that. But I do also know that there are 24 hours in a day. There is a lot of life to live, and there's a whole lot to do within, you know, a certain, you know, there's a lot to do after you wake up. So the first thing we do is talk about sex. Then we talk about money, and then we talk about just being in a relationship. And it seems like sometimes, let me just put it out there, it seems like sometimes I don't know if it's a cultural thing or if it's just something that we've been taught to focus on. Now, on the other side of the coin is this. I listened to this other interview because I'm a big podcast listener, and I'm a big, I'm an advocate forget trying to be political. I love listening to podcasts, and I love watching interviews on YouTube where they're talking about different things. So this one lady, she was speaking about the Black community and our different companies and the products and things that we make. And while she was saying that it is wonderful that we've come up with all these different, you know, Black businesses and very new products and things of that nature, she was saying that the majority of the Black community, we do not have businesses that have essential products. Our focus is always on aesthetics. Our focus is, let's do a t-shirt brand, let's do a lipstick line, makeup line, let's do something for the outer, you know, part of ourselves, a weave line, hairline, shoes, jeans, apparel, whatever the case is. And so I only brought that up because if all we talk about are three main topics. And see, there's nothing wrong with talking about money because money is a tool, and a tool that helps you do so many different things. So I can deal with that conversation. But when it comes to that conversation of how to get money in a violent way, I'm not a proponent of that whatsoever. As it relates to sex, there's nothing wrong with that if you are of age and if you do it responsibly. That's just another personal thing for, you know, me as well. The other thing for me is real deep and real personal is relationships. I was in a relationship that lasted way longer than it was supposed to when I was in my 20s. And for me to hear young girls talk about focus on, zone in on nothing but relationships sometimes, it kind of triggers me and it makes me want to stop and say, y'all, focus on something else. Or it really makes me want to, hell, it makes me want to throw up because I'm thinking to myself, all right, y'all are younger than I am. And you see, I'm almost 40. And for me, I want to see the generation behind me do better. So when I hear somebody rapping about, you know, being in a relationship, you know, for this amount of years, or I only want to be in a relationship because he has more money, or I only want to do this because, you know, he has a big, you know, whatever, you know, it just feels like our focus and our attention is all wrong. Now, some people would come against me and say, well, you can't tell us what to talk about, things like that. Well, take this point into account. I teach high school and I hear my students talk about those three topics more than anything. Now, they're not around me 24/7, so I don't talk to them about it. It has to come from home. So if they get those three topics thrown to them in their music, on the radio, in their community, in the neighborhood, and then their parents talk about it, or they don't stop them from, you know, ingesting that information, they get it from YouTube, they get it from Instagram, they get it from Snapchat and your TikTok, and everything is bombarding them with what you should and should not focus on. And for some reason, everything else gets lost. Philosophy gets lost. Being able to have conversations about other things gets lost. Imagine this. You're in a relationship and you marry the guy and he is fine as all get out. And he has all the money that you could ever want. And you love each other and this and that and the third. Wonderful. Once you get married, there has to be something else. Not to just hold on to that man or to hold on to that woman, but there has to be something else in the relationship. Now, the funny thing is, I'm not even married, but I do know from being in a long relationship that I should have gotten out of, you know, when I was in my 20s, I do know that looking at each other all day is not, it's not even feasible. You know what I'm saying? If you're an entrepreneur, you got to go make money some kind of way. You know, even if you're, if you're working a 9-to-5, whatever you do, you're not going to want to look at that person all day long. You're not going to want to have sex with that person all day long either. And the money that they have can only buy so many things. You can go buy an island if you feel like it. Great, cool. Now what? You know what I mean? You can go buy you a Birkin bag and that's great. But then what happens after the fact? So it is, and maybe it was just really, really bothering me. I had to get that out. But, you know, the question was like, the question was posed, what is wrong with this interview? And I had to respond, look, we're focused on that too much. And when I say that, it's always relationships or, you know, sexual things and things like that. Now, you know what? Here's another side of the coin. Maybe the talks of sex and things of that nature are so rampant nowadays because it has been suppressed so long. Maybe that's the reason why. Maybe that's why it shows up in our music so much. Maybe that is exactly why our female rappers feel as if they have to dress so lightly, shall I say? You know, I don't know. But for today, that is just my observation. I'll talk to y'all later.